Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
My biggest concern is that inflation is now systemic. When Biden took the Keystone XL pipeline offline, oil went from $30 a barrel to $128 a barrel. That was inflation, not the printing of money.
Are you counting on the government to take care of you? I mean, wake up.
So much is going on in real estate. Like, you don't just buy real estate like you buy Apple. Because if you buy Apple stock and it goes down to six, you can get out of it really quickly. But with real estate, it's not that liquid. I've never lost money in real estate. I got in trouble. But when you scramble and you do what you have to do, you get smarter and smarter and smarter. Amateurs at this business, they wait, you know, the price. Oh, the price went on 100,000, went up 200,000. Oh, we got buyers lined up for the property. And that's when people jump in. You should be getting out.
Robert Kiyosaki is an entrepreneur, author, and financial legend. His books aim to teach regular people how to become financially literate and aware of what to do when it comes to tough times hitting the economy. Part of the reason Robert and his wife Kim are so successful is because they are smart investors in the real estate field. Now, how can an average person become successful in real estate? Where should you start? In this video, we dive into some of the rules that Robert and Kim follow when it comes to first-time real estate investing.
They're better off partnering with somebody on a big deal than going one unit by yourself, because the problem with one unit is when they move out, as you know, you're 100% vacant. And all of a sudden, real estate starts to hit some new reality.
Oh, so you would start with 500 units at a shot first deal?
Yeah, I started with one unit.
But are you recommending they partner with somebody on a 500-unit deal?
I would at 1,000%.
Wow.
So I wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's a different strategy, because we wouldn't do that. The knowledge and the experience and the education that goes with the hands-on management. That's our philosophy.
I would tell people the best thing for them. I don't think you have to go 500 units the first time, but 200 is a great number. And I would tell people the first thing they should do with real estate is invest in real estate to learn it. If you want to play the Bitcoin game, go buy some Bitcoin first. Then start learning about it, because you're not, too many people out there are learning and never actually make an investment.
The best way to start in real estate is to invest in real estate. Learn about the way the market moves. Find a solid partner to have for bigger deals and be prepared to put some work in. It's not easy getting into the market, but everyone has to start somewhere.
I don't have the money as an excuse in real estate, and that's basically going to be going away soon, because it's so easy to raise money now online. There's a lot of legal issue around it, so you got to be really, really careful. So there's two buckets of investors. One is an accredited investor, like yourself, Robert, and then a non-accredited investor. And there's a big difference, and the laws around those are very, very different. And so when you're talking about investing in a mutual fund, most of the time that would be a non-accredited investor. So accredited investors, they have certain things that you have to, requirements you have to meet. But now this new crowdfunding is commoditizing everything. So you basically can invest through funds online like Fundrise and Realty Mogul and Groundfloor, for example. And these are services that have been around not very long, like 5, 6, 7 years, and you can invest only $500. And so, like Fundrise, for example, which is the largest right now, they're at $1.4 billion in investments, and these are loans, and they're multifamily developments and office buildings and new construction homes and acquisition loans and construction loans. And so basically they're taking your money like a bank online, and they're investing it, and they're giving you a return that you can invest.
It's almost like a money market fund then, that where they actually move your money.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Worried about investing on your own? Think about doing it with someone else, or like Ken puts it, find a way of investing with funds online. Even as just $20 a paycheck, you can start investing in real estate now with a little at a time versus waiting until you have a bulk sum payment.
The best way to get educated is to get hands-on and to get in the game. And so I think for us, for me, and for you and me, Robert, for somebody to start on a 200-unit building with a partner, the education's going to be very, very, very different. And to me, that's very risky. So we're all about starting small, get the knowledge, get the experience, get the education, and then build from there. I think that's just a difference in philosophy.
Getting educated in the real estate game isn't as difficult as it used to be. See what kind of real estate you would be interested in tackling. Would you prefer commercial or residential? Would you eventually like to upgrade to renting larger units or sticking with something smaller? All important questions to figure out before jumping into the investing game.
So one of the mistakes people make is they think they have to go big when they have no experience, no education, and they wonder why they lose money. No,
you're going to mess up. So yeah, why not mess up on a small deal?
With small money, with small cash.
They're so vain.
Before you start owning massive mansions or invest entire life savings into a property that is pushing you to your limits, you need to, and probably should, start small. Begin with something that will be more of an asset than a liability. If you're looking to start in residential, start with a small house. If commercial is more your speed, look for a single-story unit. Work your way to the top versus starting there.
Good people? Are they honest? Have they been through the mill?
Are they educated? Are they experienced?
Are they
humble? What's their track record?
Or are they on TV with some hot women or the little Asian guy with
jumping
hot blondes and bikinis? You know, I like that too. But anyway, I would just go to it. I mean, even if it's a little Asian guy with hot blondes and bikinis, I'd go and listen to what he has to say or she says.
You are who you hang out with. One of the biggest reasons Robert and Kim Kiyosaki are as successful as they are today is because not only do they have financial education to back them up, they also surround themselves with and partner with like-minded people. If you are looking to get into the real estate game, find a mentor or a partner and learn from what they have to teach you.
If you're only going into real estate for the money and the return, then probably Rich Dad is not your philosophy to follow. Right. But if you're in it for the long term, for the education and to grow it and to hang on to it, then yes, yes. So as you're saying, I started with a little 2-bedroom, 1-bath house, you know.
Portland, Oregon,
$5,000 down payment on a $45,000 house. Nervous, scared about making a mistake. What if the market turned? What if the tenant moved out? All of that. But it was these small properties. Then we went from, you know, another single family, went to 6-plex, went to a 12-plex, went to an 18-plex. And every time, more mistakes, more learning, more knowledge. But now we can do the big deals because we've got that foundation of education and experience behind us.
Right. And for us, you know, the question is, how do you find a good deal? Well, you got to look.
Getting into the real estate game may seem like an intimidating and scary thing to do, but just remember, if you take baby steps to get there, it still counts. Start small and work your way up, and before you know it, you could be the next real estate investing tycoon. What was your favorite part about the video? Let us know in the comments below, and make sure to like and subscribe to keep up with our latest videos.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.